June 3, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God, who gives us his Spirit. Opening prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for giving your Spirit to those who trust in Jesus. I ask that the Holy Spirit be at work in me as I read your word today. Read Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 8. Israel the Chosen. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. The Lord, not idols. This is what the Lord says. Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people, and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Reflect. What are the things that tend to make you fearful? A repeated refrain here, and not for the first time in our readings from this part of Isaiah, is do not be afraid. We're reminded again that God has chosen his people and made them and formed them in the womb. He will help them. He will be their rock. There is no God but him. This reminds me of the time when Jesus calmed the storm in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Jesus' disciples were very afraid, yet Jesus was in complete mastery of the wind and the waves. They did not need to fear, though we can understand why they did. Why did God's people not need to fear? Because God would send his Spirit and pour out his blessing on future generations. This links to a prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, that Peter also spoke when he addressed the crowd at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. After Jesus had died, and just before he ascended into heaven, he promised his disciples that they would be clothed with power from on high and be his witnesses. Luke chapter 24, verses 48 through 49. Just as God talks about witnesses in our passage here. That's us, too. Apply. In what ways can you encourage sons and daughters you have, either directly or in your church family, not to fear because God has promised the Holy Spirit? Closing prayer. Father, please pour out your Spirit on this and future generations. Give them all that is needed to be witnesses for you throughout the world.